Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Tonight we're going to have the very great chos of Beseyat Ishmael completing Chelek Aleph. We're a little bit behind schedule, but it doesn't matter. I just want to share with you one little thought. I hope that Rabbi Yossel is arranging the Siyum, I think, which will take place. Next Sunday, today week, Yemetz Hashem. Okay, so hope please keep the date. And whatever happens, we're going to attend the Siyum Yemetz Hashem. So I hope more to follow, I'm sure. Okay. I just want to share with you one little thought before we actually complete the chelek, and that is I really feel that this chabura kadisha is such a choshev chabura. It's quite incredible. We're finishing chelek aleph. We started it over a year ago, and I must say this chabura is mamash le'edo le'ele. It's quite unbelievable. Hatmini kesid. I'm humbled by the starkhead, by the chizuk of the oilam. We just mentioned you, Mr. We just wanted to know as to whether the plans of the Siyum is it all happening in Mitzvah next week?
We need to know a date, first of all.
Okay, so Sunday week in Mitzvah. Today week.
Katanga's volunteered his house.
Okay.
Okay,
good, fine. So that's excellent. That's all we need. The rest is, okay, good. So, good. I just want to share with you a short thought because I think it's such a special thing. If you think about it, every single evening, Baruch Hashem, for over a year, to complete Chelek Aleph. There's a very interesting combination. Is that we on the one hand, we're at the end of Chelek Aleph is Dine Moedim, which we'll be learning tonight, which is literally just two Seifim. Moedim de Rabbonon, doing Chazor Seshatz. The final Ochid that we're going to be learning on Chazor Seshatz is about Moedim. How what the Kehillah does during the Moedim. So that's a sense of gratitude. Moedim, Hakol Toiv. And then it moves straight in Chelek Beis, which is Dine Birkas Kohanim, Nisias Kapayim, which of course the essential underlying concept of Nisias Kapayim is Kedusha. It comes from a Pasuk of the Kedal Yisrael should be benched by the Kohanim. The Kohanim are the representative to bench Kedal Yisrael. Without a doubt, the underlying Yisod, the two concepts, go hand in hand. On one hand, we have to be extremely grateful that we've been zeicher. We have to have the concept of moedim. We have to be gratitude. We have a sense of a cause of to the Baruch Hashem that we're zeicher to learn every evening together. On the one hand, and without that, that really gives us gewaltige schuss of sanctifying ourselves, of elevating ourselves to a level of kedusha. As the Birkas Kohanim is one way of kedusha. The other way of achieving kedusha is without a doubt is by sitting and learning every single evening. So, with these words, let us just complete chelek aleph, and we're going to embark on chelek beis. I want to point out that Benji is a I was about to say a virtual listener, but that's not the real word. He's with us every single evening. But he's just with us in the morning. So he's with us in the evening in the mornings. So it's nice to have you, Van. Thank you very much for joining us for those few minutes. Okay. Can you just ensure that he gets the details? Can you ensure that he gets the details? Yeah, good. Very good. Okay, fine. Okay. Let us learn Simon Kuf Chov Zayin, which is Din Moedim de Rabbonon. Kshagyesh le'achtzibo le'moedim, when a shliach tzibu reaches moedim, then the halacha is shoychinim oya tzibu. The tzibu bows down together, bow down. V'loy yishchu yoyse midai. There is no halacha, there's no requirement to go completely down as you would do during your own shmon eser. During moedim, it's just a little bit. Lo yishchu yoyse midai. Don't go too much down. He will not say the name of Hashem during the Moedim of Chazor Seshatz. And some say that you also bow down at the end. It is right to do so. To bow down a second time at the end of Moedim. Some actually bow down for the entire Moedim, and that is what the Ramah said, that is the Minhag. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotten Aleph, lo yishchu, you should not bend down too much. Hainu atzibur is referring to the minion, to the people listening. However, le'inyin shliach tzibur gufa, with regards to the shliach d'chaz himself, pevata le'yotif mesham mispalel, he's like any other mispalel, taposak ha-mechaba le'elba simen kuf yud gimel tzifei, like the mechaba is pasken simen kuf yud gimel, to lo yishcheha be'ayin shom. So, the both, it really, it, 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 the, um, uh, Right, so the point is that both, the point really is that both the chazan and the listener shouldn't bow down too much, but especially when it comes to the yidin listening to chazos hashat, you shouldn't bow down too much. Just a little bit of a shchia is what the requirement is. Siv cotton base yoyse midai. Per shiish chikidin sha shchiyos. So it's defined over here. According to the Bach, you just nod your head a little bit. But the minhag, in the name of the Magen Avraham, is not mamash like the minhag, is to go a little bit more than that. So whilst it is true that you don't go all the way down, some just nod the head a little bit, the minhag is to go a little bit more than that, says the Mishneh Berurah. Ve'oimim sif cotton gimel ein ashliach tzibur tzurich lehamtin ad shiyismu ha-tzibur moedim drabonon. The shliach tzibur does not need to wait until the tzibur has completed the moedim drabonon. Elo only mispal kedakoi. So this is a bit I don't know if it's misleading, but it's Mishneh Berurah says you don't have to wait until everybody's finished. So what does that mean, Lemaisa? Just go weiter. Just go. We did, however, learn a different halacha that said that. Oh, so we didn't learn that you have to wait. But we learned that chazos hashatz is a requirement to be moitzta in a boki, and you need to ensure to say every single word loud. The chaz needs to ensure to say every single word loud. So whilst it is true that you don't really need to wait for the olim to finish, it's true, but at the same time, you need to make sure to say it loud, every single word. So that's where the minhag comes from, that many actually wait a little bit, to ensure that you can actually say everything loud. Okay. Good. Siv base. Im ein sham koyanim. If there is no koyanim, oima shliach tzibur elikein velekiav esenu bochein bevochem eshleshes. ואני אבוכם, אבוכם, ואין שליח ציבור, אין אמוכן, אין אין אחוב, אומן, אלו, כן יהי רצון. The minhag is not to say אומן, but to say כן יהי רצון, after the אלוקינו וכלב עשינו, בוכנו ובוכם משולשס. ואין אומרים, we do not say אלוקינו וכלב עשינו, רק, only בזמן שרואה לבי הקסקני וליסו כפיים. You will only say אלוקינו וכלב עשינו the days that you would have potentially been able to say Birkas Kohanim, for no agulayim b'shachis imshalim. The minhag is to say imshalim b'shachis. For kol zman she'oyim elikenu v'goyim avo belavach maschin imshalim rav. So b'shachis the minhag is to say imshalim. Otherwise the minhag is to say shalim rav. V'yesh maschin imshalim b'mincha shel Shabbos. Some say imshalim mincha b'Shabbos. Oil v'ksiv be'oy ponech nosat olonu shehi atoyra shegoyim b'mincha b'Shabbos. Some of the minhag b'mincha b'Shabbos to say sim shalom as opposed to shalom rav, because it is mentioned, Torah is mentioned, b'oy ponecho is mentioned, and we line the Torah on mincha b'Shabbos, therefore we mention also by sim shalom dafka Torah. By shalom rav we don't mention Torah, so therefore we ensure to say sim shalom. Okay, good. Exactly, for the same reason, because you line. Yeah, correct. Yeah. The Mishneh Berurah here mentions in Sefkot Yud Aleph says as follows. Ken yirotzoin roitzalayim ha'achasoyv broche shlishis. We only say ken yirotzoin at the end of the third broche. When you say Ken Yirotzoin? At the very end or after every part of Birkas Kohanim?
After every part.
Right. So Mishneh Berurah says, however, that really you should say Ken Yirotzoin only once, at the very end. Because you're only quoting what the Shliach Tzibur, what the Kohanim would say. But it does say V'yesh Oin Ken Yirotzoin Achri Kol Brocha. The Ayeva will say Ken Yirotzoin after every bracha. What's the meaning generally? After every bracha. Yeah. So the Mishneh Berurah doesn't seem to be saying that. He says that some people have the meaning, but he seems to be saying that the Eikar meaning is only to say Ken Yirotzoin once, and that's the very end. Yeah. Correct. Our meaning is not. You're right. Yeah, correct. Yeah. Seif Katan, you're right. Seif Katan, Yud Gimel says, Yud Bey says, Seif Katan, Yud Bey says, Bizman Shiroi. What does it mean? When do you say Elikin Vilkavasenu? Bizman Shiroi at the time that you wouldn't normally have been said. Oh, so he says as follows. Milan Shoroi, Roy Tzalema. Peshaches of Musaf loy b'mincha. We'll only say Elikin Vilkavasenu by Shaches and by Musaf, but not by Mincha. If a time is Tzibba, Gam b'mincha. On time is Tzibba, it's a common mistake. By time is Tzibba, you also say by Mincha. The reason is, Mishum de'oimrim b'yekas kernim. These are the times that you would say Birkas Kohanim, when you would normally say Birkas Kohanim, that's when you say Lekein Vilkavosenu. That means Shaches, Musaf, but not Bamincha, and Bamincha, by Tanis Tzibah, you would say it. V'yochid ha-mis'anu yim Sholim Rav. Yeah. And Yochid, who does fast, he says Sholim Rav. Right. Aval belav ochi. Imam asim Sholim, oi b'shaches Sholim Rav, yoytze. So this is an important halacha. What happens if a person by mistake says Sim Sholim, who he says Sholim Rav, he makes a mistake. Has it ever happened to you, Rabbi Yisai? You said Sim Sholem instead of Sholem Rav, or vice versa. Ever happened? Right, so what's the halacha? So Mishnah Berurah says, Yoytze, but the Eved Yoytze. If you said it wrong, you are Yoytze. Okay, Ad Kan, we've now hereby completed Baruch Hashem. Pesach Nishmai Chelik Aleph, and that leads us straight into the halacha of Birkas Kohanim. Really, the last Seif already led into it, but that's now, the real halacha is coming now. Yes. You want to ask something? Yeah. Why what? There is a minik like that. There is a minik. The Rama only says that it's a machloekes haminhogim. It's true that there is a minik to say also Shalom Rav by Shabbos Mincha. Rama just explains why there are noyagim to say Sim Shalom, because we're referring to Torah. But it's a valid minik to say Shalom Rav as well. Amen, Kenny Rotzon. Yeah, there is that. I don't know, it's not brought down here, but it's true. You're right. It is a minig as well, but it's not brought down here. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so I believe there is Chelik base in the back. There should be some available. If anybody wishes to have a Chelik base, I think it should be available in the back. Okay, Dinin is Yaskapayim, Ve'ez is Vorim Apoislim B'Koyin. Okay, this, first, El Chelik Beis starts off with the halachas of Nesias Kapayim. In fact, the a big part of, I mean, good few simonim, especially Kuf Chofches, which is a long simon, discuss the halachas of Birkas Kohanim, Nesias Kapayim. Obviously, Nesias Kapayim literally means the raising of the palms, which of course is referring to of Duchening of Birkas Kohanim, which admittedly in Chutz La'aretz is not as relevant as in Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, we'll be actually discussing why is it that we only Duchen here, we don't Duchen here as often. We'll be discussing as well as many other halachas. It's of course Rabbi Kagan, it's your area of expertise. But we'll try to give it as much. It leads afterwards into halachas of nefilas apayim, which is halachas of tachanun, and then afterwards final halachas of nekiras atoira. Okay, nesias kapayim. Let's see what Hadash Shulchan Aruch starts in Kuf Chav Ches. Din nesias kapayim based on a poislim b'koyin. Very relevant also with regards to the general standing of koyanim. Hey, nesias kapayim b'pochus ma'asoros and Shulchan Aruch. You can only do it if there's 10 yidden. V'ha koyanim in a minyan, and the koyanim can be counted as a minyan. In other words, if you've got a minyan and there's 10 people and there's 2 koyanim, you can still duchen. The fact that the kohenim are part of the minyan, that's fine. Ve'ein lezor lisakapov, a non-kohen is not allowed to do nesias kapayim, afilu im kohenim achirim, even with other kohenim. So the fact that Rabbi Kagan is duchening, he doesn't allow us to join him. It's only for kohenim to, it's machlokes Hashem, but that's how we pasken, that only kohenim have got the right to duchen, nobody else is allowed to join. We pay basic shubas the zor over basay a non coin who duchens is over on a asay. He brings a machlokes rishonim as to whether, if there is, as I just mentioned, if there is a kohenim duchen, can Yisraelim join him or not? But the we pass on that it's a zor, that is any zor is over basay. There is, I think, a very, very important bialoch over here as an introduction. I'm going to start with this bialoch over here on the side. Because of the sefer charedim, it's a say the vorech kohen is Yisrael. He brings a sefer charedim who says that there's a mitzvah for a kohen to bench the yidden. Shenema koi sevochu es bnei Yisrael. So you should bench kal Yisrael. And then he says, ve Yisrael ha'oim din ponim kenegi pnei ha'kohenim b'shtika. If you have got yidden listening and facing the kohenim, peshtika, they're listening quietly, umechavnim libom, and they have intention in the heart, lekabel bekostum, to accept their brocha, kidva Hashem, as commanded by Hashem, hem nami bichlal mitzvah, they're also fulfilling a mitzvah. Ad kan lashoni v'vyu achroinim. The Bialoche quotes Sefer Charedim, which is widely quoted in the poskim, that, sorry, it's not just your mitzvah to bench the yidden, there's also a mitzvah to be passively listening to the duchening of the kohenim, that is a mitzvah on all the Eden as well. A mitzvah kumis, admittedly. But anybody who listens to the kohenim is actually fulfilling a mitzvah. So it's not just on the kohenim to bench, which is a positive mitzvah, it's also on the Eden listening. Very important introduction. Now, what happens, Rabbi Isai, if somebody comes to shul and he says, I'm a kohen, a foreign, completely foreign, and he says, I'm a kohen. You've never seen him before. I'd like to see him again. I'm a kohen. I'd like to duchen. He's got no evidence that he's a kohen. You've never seen him before. It's not a family that is established as a family of kohenim. He just comes random, completely random face. Are you meant to believe him or not? He says, I'm a kohen. Do you believe him or not? Cheskas Nemonus. Based on what? He's a Yid. Would you believe him? I'm a Kohen. You believe him? Yeah? And if he says, you owe me £1,000, you believe him as well?
When it comes to money,
says the Mishabu, and it's in Lomdus, it's actually an interesting concept. Because the Mitzvah Kotnum Aleph says, Yesh Oim, I'm just going to the last line of this Mishnebura. Yesh Oim, the Mishabu of Oim a Kohani. Somebody, so we say, the Mishabo, somebody who comes for Omar and he says, Koyanani, I am a Koyan, Neman is believed, there's a cup of Fechenaminik. We're passing that anybody who just comes and he says that he's a Koyan, you can't believe him. He says a Koyan, you believe him. Mishnebo also says that you don't need to say for Torah for Birkas Koyanim. Right, the Mishnebo Sif Kotten Gimel addresses a very interesting point. Ve'en lezor. Zor, meaning a non-koyein, he's not allowed to say Birkas Koyanim. Tekseiv, as it says in the Pasuk, koy sevochu, with Darshan, atem, you, veloy zorim, and not non-koyanim. Ve'lav, habo, michtal asei, asei. It's an issa deraisa to say Birkas Koyanim if you are non-koyein. Rabbi Isai, do you ever say Birkas Koyanim? If you're a chazan, okay. If you are not a chazan, do you ever say Birkas Koyanim? Benching children. Do you bench your children, Rabbi Isai? What do you say when you bench your children? You say Birkas Koyanim. You are saying that it's a chiddush what you're saying. And with Takadon Paskin, like you're saying, the Mishnah that we just learned now is that anybody who says Birkas Koyanim, Koy Sevochu, Atem Veloy Zorim. Anybody who says the Boch of Birkas Koyanim, the actual Boch, Koy Sevochu, Yevarechicho, who, if you say those words, you're over on an Issa de Reisa. So it doesn't say that you need to say Boch for it, because it's a Boch on its own. So why is it that you have to be Oyde Leduchan? Koy Sevochu, Atem Veloy Zorim. It's Psukim, but you're saying it with an intention. Good question.
There's not with a minion when you do it at home.
Therefore, so is your only oivon is the Torah al koisev ocha tem v'lo zorim, when it's with a minion. Well, yeah, that's right. What happens if you've got 10 sons? What happens if you've got 10 sons?
Why do we only do an inshul when there's a minion?
Right. You're saying that since you cannot fulfill the mitzvah unless you have a minion. So, Lemaiser Raboisai, it's not poshet at all. It's mamash not poshet. The Mishnabura brings the Mogin Giborim. The Mogin Giborim. And it, which says the following, I'm in the middle of Sif Kotten Gimel, I skipped three lines. Kosa b'sef emogin giborim. Dohot omro teura atem v'loi zorim. This that the posuk atem v'loi zorim. Eino irak b'mischav v'lekavonas ha-mitzvah. It's only if you have the intention of fulfilling the mitzvah of Birkes Kohanim. Havol, but, im lo michav v'neklal kavonas ha-mitzvah, if your intention is not to fulfill the mitzvah, rak only, sheloi la'avur al divivcha v'eroi, shechosh v'shekoin v'omu lo'yo, if you don't intend to fulfill the mitzvah, then pshita the enkan isra se klal einsham. There's no mitzvah. If you don't intend to fulfill the mitzvah, you're not over. You're not over. And he says, and maybe I should be mitzayin over here to the side, onto the bir alocha, who addresses this in even greater detail, and says the following. The zor over basay, I'm be mishne busuk stav nini, the kol ze dafke lemay, the kamlo mitzvah zichas kavon. Velichoyre, lefiza, yesh li tzmai al mene goylom. It's a strange thing that people have the custom. Shanagi levoch echo lechaveiroi. You make that, you say koi sevoch, you say the bruch of Birkes Kohanim. How can that be, says the bialoche? How can it be people have the minik to say Birkes Kohanim? How can it be? I'm skipping a few lines. And I'm skipping quite a lot of lines. Ve'im ken yesh raide me mene goylom, loho de kamlo mitzvah zichas kavon. He says, that maybe with Paskin, mitzvah zichas kavona, and if you don't have kavona to fulfill the mitzvah, then you're not going to be over. So although it's a machlokes rishonim as to whether mitzvah zichas kavona or not, and it's a machlokes achronim how we Paskin, but he said maybe the minika oilam is a proof. The fact that we say yivorechachot to each other, or to sons, and we don't have the intention to fulfill the mitzvah, could be with a raya from here that mitzvah lo zichas kavona, because you don't have intention to fulfill the mitzvah of Birkes Kohanim. To bench Klal Yisrael. Yep, you're right. Very good point. I think the answer is that to fulfill the mitzvah of Birk of Kosev Och of Birkes Kohanim. Her father doesn't have that intention. It's a very, very subtle point.
They say bracha, don't they?
Therefore, but it's a therefore what?
If they say bracha, then it's specifically a
priest, specific for that mitzvah.
Priestly blessing.
Yeah.
Whereas
a father or anybody else doesn't have.
Yeah, generic.
Very generic, very generic. So therefore, yeah. But it's fascinating. We have got a fascinating Bialoch over here. Bialoch wants to pass, there's a huge, universal machlokes, mitzvah tziches kavona or not. Mishnebu wants to pasken. It's unbelievable, this Mishnebu. It's fascinating. We have to remember this one. So that we have a raya from Minega Olam, from the fact that people bench each other with Birkes Kohanim. So if you'd hold mitzvah ein tziches kavona, we'd have a massive problem over here, because everybody would be over on the Isra Seh of Birkes Kohanim. So must be that mitzvah tiches kavona, mitzvah tiches kavona, yes. And since people don't have that intention of fulfilling the mitzvah, so don't know over on Isra Seh. Unbelievable. What do you think about it? Very good. Says the Bialocha, that's almost the next point. Says the Bialocha, v'ulai yishloime pedoichak, yeah? He's not so happy about this, final answer. The Tama Minik, the reason why people are not makpid, maybe forget about the earlier shtickle Torah. Could be mishum the sfira lo kabach to dafke priestess yudaim over azor be'asei. Could be that you're only over on the assay if you're stretching your hands. Otherwise, you're not over on the assay. So it could be this fine. So therefore, if you don't stretch your hands, priestess yudaim, if you stretch your hand, you're not over. There is, it's well known that the Vilna Gaon, and you'll see some people are makpid based on the Vilna Gaon, that they don't bench their children with their hands. What's your meaning? How do you do it? How do you do it? You do, right? That's definitely the minhag. That's the way. Of course. That's right. That's right. That's the way you father bench your grandfather bench your great grandfather bench you. But some people have the minhag, based on the Vilna Gaon, and based on this Bialach really, that they will not put their hands specifically not to be over on the Isra Seh. That's another answer. So again, we have a question. Bialach says a question. How can it be? There's an Isra Seh of saying Yevarechecha. It's only Atem, like Veloizorim. It's only on the Kohanim. How can you do it? One answer is because we Paskin based on the minig paskins, mitzvahs entziches kavona. Excuse me, mitzvahs entziches kavona. And since that's not your intent, therefore you're not over on the Issa. Answer number one. Another answer, which is he says himself is a doichig, is a kvetch. He says, could be that you're only over if you're stretching your hands out. If you're not stretching your hands, you're not over at all. And therefore, if that would be a reason to makpid, not to stretch your hands. But that's clearly not the minhag. It's clearly not the minhag. He answers an additional answer that could be, Hinami, the kimmun, the tikkun rabbon shlo lisa kapayim, beloi tfila, shuv misha oim apsukim elu shal birkes kohen, beloi tfila, ben kohen ben Yisrael, hava kimicham afer shlo likayim ben misa birkes kohen, v'lochen shoy. He said, could be it's only in tfila. The could be the issa is only if you do it in tfila. If it's not in tfila, you're obviously not fulfilling the mitzvah, and therefore you're not going to be over. But he doesn't seem to be convinced about that either. The question remains a good question. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we completed Chelek Aleph. We learned about the halacha of Moedim, Pechazor Zashatz, a person should not a little bit, doesn't have to go all the way down. We learned also the concept of... we learned that one should say... one should say, Elekein v'lekav v'seinu, by Shachis, and by Mincha by Tainus, and we learned also, we learned about Elokim v'Kavaseinu, and finally we learned that the last halacha in Chilik Aleph is that by Shabbos Mincha it's a little bit different, and we learned in Simin Kuf Chav Ches, we learned that the Sineska Pai has to be done with the minion. You can count the minion part, the Kohen part of the minion, and somebody who does it without being a Kohen, he's oim on an Issa Dereis of Koy Sevoch, Atem V'Loi Zorim. More to follow tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.